This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
How bad is California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and his job? He's managed to resurrect a form of crime that hasn't existed in America for 150 years. Piracy. There are now pirates in San Francisco Bay. And the San Francisco and Oakland police are warning people they maybe shouldn't take their boats out there anymore. People have been robbed at sea with guns to their heads, had their boats sunken. Folks, we have wrecks off both the coasts where pirates sunk them back in the day. Our founders went to war with pirates just to wrest control of the seas from them. And they are back. We have not seen this in 150 years. How bad is this? They are stealing the boats right out of the marina. They even stole all four boats from the Bay Safety Patrol. They can't even help you. Meanwhile, the sheriff of Democrat-controlled Oakland County, Michigan, is warning wealthy people to stop keeping valuables at their home, or they might be robbed by transnational gangs who've come to America specifically to target the wealthy. Again, until Joe Biden, we've never seen this before. Take a listen to this clip from the press conference in which wealthy Democrat voters are learning what they get in exchange for their vote. A cartel robber right in the middle of their living room. In fact, it's so bad, people have had guns held to their heads.
Gang members, organized gang members out of South America, and they are hitting these high-end homes hard.
In our area, they are targeting jewelry, precious metals, high-end items such as purses, electronics, currency, high-end watches. And if there's a safe that's not attached or they can either break into on scene or carry, they'll do that.
Organized crime at its most effective, taking advantage of the U.S. southern border. U.S. laws that release people who get arrested almost immediately. Now setting up shop and taking advantage of high-end homes in Oakland County. Gangs from South America sending people into those high-end homes and stealing a staggering amount of cash, jewelry, you name it. But how do they get here?
They typically, we have seen, entered the country one of two ways. Either illegally across our incredibly porous southern border, which I'll talk about at the end, Or they're using the visa waiver program, the VWP program, which is authorized by the State Department.
Biden's culture of criminality is breeding criminality and acting as a magnet for criminality from all over the world. And here's what's so remarkable about it, that we've really even missed this as citizens. We've become so used to it. The Democrat Party is now carrying out functions in regard to illegal immigration that we used to watch people get arrested for 30 years ago. But we're so used to the Democrats' open, unabashed, large-scale criminality that we don't think much of it. Let me give you just three quick examples. We've got the Border Patrol, which has become the largest coyote trafficking organization in the country. Folks, do you remember back when coyotes used to get arrested? Do you know what a coyote used to do? A coyote used to bring you as an illegal immigrant over the border and into the country, and they'd arrest them. Well, now the Border Patrol does that. They transport you onto the buses. Folks, that's not legal. We did not change the law. Yet Joe Biden has the Border Patrol do it every day. We are literally at the point where they have become a danger to these states and should be expelled. They regularly help illegal immigrants break in. For instance, last week, the Texas National Guard had put up razor wire. The border guard cut through to let the illegals pass. The week before that, Bill Malusian of Fox News was reporting the Border Patrol had even brought in welders to weld the doors on Trump's wall permanently open. But it gets even worse than that. This week, Democrat Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, announced she had partnered with businesses in New York to secure 18,000 job openings just for illegal immigrants. Not Americans, illegal immigrants. And she did two separate press conferences to announce it this week. Folks, that's a crime. Assisting an illegal immigrant in obtaining employment or acting as an accessory to that employment is criminal. Folks, she's having press conferences to announce it. And we are so used to the Democrats' overwhelming criminality that we forget that, I mean, like when I was in college, people would be arrested for this. Meanwhile, did you catch what the Democrats are doing? From the mayor of New York to the governor of Illinois to the mayor of Chicago, they're all holding press conferences saying they're overwhelmed. And our side is laughing. Ha, ha, ha. No, you don't understand. It's a tactic. They're not saying they regret their open borders policies. No, no, no. They're all working with Joe. They're not criticizing him. Our side doesn't understand. Because what do they demand in these press conferences? That the amount of money that they are spending to house these immigrants be cut? How? By getting them jobs. And how are they all in unison demanding Joe Biden do that? Provide them immediate work permits as soon as their feet hit the soil. Right now, yes, they do get work papers, which, by the way, that is also illegal. The law didn't change. Joe can't hand out work papers, but he does. I mean, it's all illegal. It's just right in front of your face illegal. Now, if you listen to Governor Hochul's announcement, the 18,000 jobs in New York, something sticks out. You're probably thinking, well, you know, those are ditch diggers, right? I don't work in construction. No, no, no. She says they have jobs at every education level. Wait, what? She's talking to the 880,000 people last year who are here illegally. They're illegal immigrants. They didn't come over the border. They flew in and overstayed their visas. Folks, these are engineers. These are chemists. They are going to be showing up, just wait for this, in your workplace to take your job. But wait, Tara, how do you know they're going to take my job? Surely that's not going to happen. It will. And I know that because it's already begun. I keep coming back to this article. This is going to be a huge deal once Americans figure out it's going on. The UK Daily Mail already has. It's from the 4th of September, 2023. Headline, staggering figures reveal 1.2 million U.S.-born workers lost their jobs last month, replaced by 688,000 foreign-born staff as Joe Biden allows migrants to flood across the border. Now, look at this. 1.2 million lost their jobs, replaced by 688,000. Why? They can work them as long as they want. These illegals aren't going to complain to anybody. They'll work for less, too. Now, here's the staggering part, and they use the word staggering. Staggering figures reveal 1.2 million U.S.-born workers lost their job. That's just in August. Now, why is this happening all of a sudden? Why in August? Well, what happened was the CPB app went live, and the work papers were begun, you know, to be given out by it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Electronically, which is incredible. By the way, and also illegal. But they had a six-month wait period. So these people who've gotten the CPB app and used it to break the law in partnership with the federal government and Joe Biden, their papers are just now going active. Can you imagine a few more months of this, the pain American citizens will go through? Now, listen closely to this press conference from earlier this week in Chicago. The Chicago mayor's standing there and the governor Pritzker is standing there. He's a big Democrat who, by the way, just got the law passed allowing illegal immigrants, if they have work papers, to serve as police and even arrest American citizens, even though they're not here legally. So Pritzker and the Democrat mayor of Chicago, they're all standing there. But listen closely to what they're complaining about. They're not demanding Joe Clinton close the border. They're demanding work papers for their new voters, the illegal immigrants.
For local Democrats, it's a partial solution to the migrant crisis. Expand work authorizations to newly arrived immigrants.
The city of Chicago cannot go on welcoming new arrivals safely and capably without significant support and immigration policy changes.
Without work authorization permits, migrants face risk of exploitation, wage theft, and abuse.
Why is all this happening? Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. This is why any excuse, I don't even care, 45-day deal, whatever, these guys have to go. They funded the app twice this year, both in the 45-day continuing resolution that got McCarthy booted from his speakership, but also the big spending bill in May. Those buses the Border Patrol uses to bring them into the country and the plane tickets, also funded by McCarthy. That persecution disguised as a prosecution you're watching Trump go through, they gave him an extra $100 million to do that at the Department of Justice, in addition to going after the January Sixers. Every bad thing you're watching right now was funded by Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, both of whom came to power with their leadership PACs. And the Wall Street titans who like the money printing and Democrats have all learned, instead of getting more Democrats elected and killing themselves trying to defeat a Republican, they could just pay off our leaders. And then those leaders use those leadership PACs as instruments of terror. They spend an average, at least Kevin McCarthy does, of $700,000 taking out conservatives. That was what was spent in my own congressional district to defeat a conservative you would have loved and to send William Timmons to office. So Kevin McCarthy was not loved by Republicans. He was feared. And the choice is simple. You can either vote with him to bankrupt the country, because back in May, remember, he locked in that 40% increase in government when he locked in the COVID emergency spending levels. Remember when we were spending all that money to pay people to stay home, to pay businesses to stay closed? That level, Kevin McCarthy did that with more Democrat votes than Republicans, in total violation of his promises to Republicans when he ran for the speakership. The Federalist was clear in an article last year on Mitch McConnell. The Republican Party cannot advance any of its goals until Mitch McConnell is gone, because he too used his leadership PAC the same way, as an instrument of terror. So did McCarthy. We just got one of the two. Now, if Steve Scalise, McCarthy's whip and right-hand man, takes over the position, Kev will still be running the whole show from the sidelines. We need anybody other than Steve Scalise. Heck, Jim Jordan, look, he can get squirrely too, but he doesn't have that big leadership fund to use as an instrument of terror, where members of Congress are like, oh my gosh, I can either vote with Kev to bankrupt the country, or Kev will defeat me and whoever he replaces me with in the Republican primary will vote with him and the Democrats. Instead, we should be following the polls. 62% disapproval of Biden and the Democrats' handling of the border. Another poll, the tip poll last week, just 27% trust the Democrats to handle border security. Cha-ching, that's how you win. But you have to get Kev, and we did, and Mitch out of the way before we'll be allowed to, because they are paid to stop us. And through that payment, they keep their own leadership. Well, not anymore, because Kev's gone. Oh, thank God for that. Meanwhile, and you can tell these numbers are starting to scare the Democrats, Joe Biden just came out, his administration anyway, with this bizarre reversal. They're going to build the wall. Oh my God, no, they're not. No. This is so their sheeple will see those headlines. Because by the way, pluralities and majorities of Democrats are beginning to disagree with the Democrats' border policies. They got to fix this. So they'll get their headline that says they're going to build the wall. But what have they been doing in the last 3 months? They've been selling off panels from Trump's wall that have never been erected for pennies on the dollar to get rid of them, so they wouldn't have it before announcing they're going to build it. Keep in mind, this is the same Biden administration that have been paying $100,000 a month to contractors not to build the wall while the panels rotted in the desert. How long is it going to take them to get those panels back? About a year. What's in a year? The election. And if they win it, they'll never be another mile of wall again. Trust me. That's what most people don't understand about this battle between Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy. I'm getting so frustrated with my fellow talk show hosts who don't even understand this, and conservative commentators. The battle was over appropriations bills. Kevin McCarthy promised them 12 so we can go in and cut out things like the bus tickets, like the plane tickets, like the CPB border app. Kevin McCarthy, who is trying to get the uniparty agenda done and protect Biden's agenda, they're the same thing, has done what? Stalled those 12 appropriations bills and is trying to force the Republicans to pass it all in a CR so they can't go in and cut this stuff out. As a sweetener, McCarthy said, okay, I'll give you an 8% cut in government. Never mind, in May, he grew government by 40%. If you can get them to take the 8% cut, they can't go in and cut out this open borders agenda. They can't cut out the plane tickets. They can't cut out the DOJ funding for Trump's prosecution. They can't cut out the border app. Because yes, they would have gotten an 8% cut in funding, but it would have been in a CR, meaning Joe Biden gets a more than 30 percentage points increase in funding and his entire agenda. It's genius. And Gaetz saw right through it and punched McCarthy right in the face. And McCarthy deserved every bit of it. And it was brilliant what Gaetz did. That's what the battle between him and Matt Gaetz was about. Because he promised Matt Gaetz and the conservatives they could have those appropriations bills. And he violated that all year long. That is why Biden gets to do these things. Removing Kevin McCarthy is no guarantee that this will end, But it's a start. It's something, folks. This right here is the boldest, strongest strike against the swamp that I have seen anybody make, including Donald Trump. And Matt Gaetz gets a thumbs up from me for that. I want to thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast. And for the, to me, it feels like miracle of the 29 pounds I've not only lost, but kept off. I've kept it off for almost 9 months now. And you can too. I can't believe it every time I say that. I've lost 10 pounds here, even 15 pounds there, but I've never been able to take the full 30 off to get back to where I was in college and keep it off. Never. I didn't even think it was possible metabolically at my age. And given the fact that I had already power walked an hour a day and still couldn't lose it, I didn't think it was possible. And then it happened. It'll feel the same to you. That shock, that awe. Wow, I can really do this. But I can't make the phone call for you. You got to do it. Look them up online. Read about PhD Weight Loss at Home. There's somebody doing it in over 50 states. You can do it too, no matter where you are. It might even be more convenient for you to do it at home, so you can fit it around your schedule. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.